Hi, this is Kashish. Welcome to a new episode of Business Odyssey.
Hello, we are Lakshmi and Laura, partners in the journey of building community of practice. Thank you for joining us, where we focus on exploring the human-centric approach while we consider all the variables that affect it, from the learning and development, performance, change processes, leadership and coaching, diversity and inclusion, and other key topics as well. We are joined by Caro Salazar from Design Thinking Sweden. She will be talking about what design thinking is all about, what metaverse is all about, how she connects both and implement in different type of companies and industries, and much more. We hope you can learn from her and gain insights to apply to your organization. Happy learning.
Let's go to the interview now.
Here we are with Lakshmi. We have a great guest today that is Caro Salazar. Caro, you will be the best one to introduce yourself if you want to share with the audience a little about you.
Thank you for this invitation. I am Caro Salazar. I am living in Sweden. And through this area, we discovered that innovation is an opportunity to discover how we can improve, how we can create products and services, and where the people really be involved and they can feel that it's usable and accessible. Then we create the Design Thinking Sweden 20 years ago, and we are focused in the great products and services that the people loves. We worked a lot with the customer journey experience. We worked a lot with different tools like UX experience, customer journeys, but also we create an opportunity to develop different products using Agile and Scrum. We're working around the world. We are working with America, in United States, Mexico, Guatemala, Colombia, El Salvador. And in Europe, we are working in Portugal, Spain, in here in Scandinavia, in Norway, Finland, and Sweden.
Okay, that's a huge a huge market. That's a huge there are like a lot of customers and diverse of customers as well. And I'm thinking around the other side that with Lakshmi are more used to is the sense of the how do you connect the design thinking with the culture background of each of the customers. But first, I want to ask you, what is design thinking and which is the concept that you use with all your customers in that sense?
Yeah, it's a really, really good question, because everybody thinks that design thinking is something named that you are focused in design because it was created by IDEO. And this definition about design thinking is that you need to focus how you can create products, not in real or not in the final services. But IDEO is really good, a company in the United States, and they discovered many years ago that they can create something different in different way when they are focused into the people needs. Then this is customer centricity, how you can create something. The starting point is what they need, because in the final part, everybody liked to create something. But in the past, everybody was creating something, and then they found the customer for this. It was something weird. No, but now, before to create something, we need to understand for whose. Who is the person that is going to use the product, the service, everything. Then for me, the definition about design thinking, it's this clear understanding what the needs is, which kind of need the people have, and how we can solve this situation. It's the meaning, the feeling, the expertise, what the people need and how you can solve this problem for them. It's a solving problem. It's a solving resolution. It's not only to create something fancy or something nice. You need to the focus. You need to understand in the environment, the real meaning about the people, and you can create the perfect statement about the product or the service.
Okay, thank you for that. So based on what you are saying, I'm trying to connect the people upside with the human centricity and the customer centricity that you mentioned when you were saying what is design thinking. So in practice, with your customers, how do you connect those? If you can provide the example so we can kind of visualize that. Yes. I will really love to see the connections with both sides.
Yeah, for sure. And the starting point, design thinking was, I think that was more a part of this opportunity to create the soul of things. Maybe do you remember this Scandinavian style? And when you see something and you feel based, you feel comfortable, but also maybe you can buy a chair, but it's a hand, and this hand is a very beautiful hand, and where you can be seated, but also you can see something more in your living. For example, it's not only a chair, it's a feeling, it's emotion, it's opportunity to create something more useful for the humans. It's not only your devices, it's how you can use your devices in a better way. It's not only the meaning about the device, how it will be more comfortable for you. Maybe it's more softy, maybe it's ecological, maybe sustainable also. Also, then you need to figure out how you can create the real meaning about the situation, the product, the services were involved to create something. It's not only that you need to listen something more and you need to talk. What is the real meaning about your device? You need to communicate more easy, more smoothly, more without sounds. The real meaning about your device is that you like to communicate in a better way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe you need more hours because you are not only working in front of the computer, you are walking around your desk, you are maybe going for a coffee, then you need something more in your device. It's not only the device per se. This is the meaning about design thinking. You need to understand what you need, Laura, because maybe Valeska needs something more.
Yeah.
Yeah, and maybe she needs something that avoid the noises because she have a lot of kids when she's working around her. Then she needs to same device but different meaning.
Mm-hmm.
This is the important thing when you are using design thinking. It's not only a device. It's how it will be useful for the human. How it will be more easy, more usable, more clear. The meaning, the need that you have. Then we need to discover what the customer needs. How they going to use the device, how they going to use the product or the services, and what is the important part of the final situation when you are building something. How happy is Laura, how happy is our customer when they finally use and say, okay, was good my meeting? Was good because was friendly, you were listening really good, you have no problems to communicate, and you had your device is maybe 24 hours charged, and you don't need to think, I need to recharge again after a meeting. Then when you discover the happy processing to the product or services, you are doing really good job with design thinking.
I see. Okay, so I was thinking because the background that I have is like almost nothing. So I understand that we have like different phases in design thinking. So how each of the phases is key to the process and key to the, if there is a difference between the phase that design thinking have when working with different customers, and also if we are talking about products or if we are talking about services as well.
Yes, before to grace nothing, also when I'm working in a manufacturing or in the car industry, or also I was working with the retail industry, I think that it's really useful when you are using the customer journey map and you are using in this way. Before, what the people need to achieve, what the people need to do with your product or your services. Then when they are using, what is the aha moment? when again with the headset, when is your aha moment, Laura? When you are listening, when you are talking, when you finalize your meeting, when you feel that it's comfortable, when is your aha moment? Because it is the moment when you are using, that is during, and then it's after. What happened after that you are using your device? What is the situation? How you take care of your device? What you are doing with that? Because in the final part, is the meaning about the customer. Before, it's not your customer. He's only thinking that he have a need. During the, when you are using the device, you are feeling that is good, that is not good, that is reliable, that is easy to listen. But in the final part, after, when you feel comfortable, is important part. It's when you touch your customer because he feel happy with your product or your service. Then is the most important part after, when they are talking about you, when they can create testimonies for you. This is the important part, right? This is the moment where you need to take care of your customer. Before, during, and after is the aha moment into the customer experience. And we need to build all time this customer experience for everything. Before, during, and after is the meaning how you can create the real experience, but also you can understand in the beginning what is happening with the product. Then you have two real moments, your real customer journey and the customer journey in per se. Then you need to mix and you need to understand how it's like a music. Maybe you are making big waves because you think that he's happy and he's unhappy. Then you need to check everything around the customer experience. After that, you come back with your team and say, okay, we failed because this part of the device is too big, it's too short, he don't listen really good, it's not comfortable, but you need to listen. And we have something named the voice of customer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then you are there for listen, for see, for to observe what he's doing, how he's performing. In the final way, you can create something more easy, more creative for him. This is the part of creative problem solving into this, I think.
I see. I understand what you're saying in the sense of if I have a customer journey and I have the different step on the customer journey, if we're talking about customer journey, and then we connect with design thinking, that is how mm-hmm. how the customer is feeling about each part of the customer journey. Mm-hmm. And I will add which are the processes that you were saying about of the customer, how do we capture that is understanding the processes that we use in order to make that part of the customer journey. Is that correct?
Yes.
I mean, I understand that correctly.
Yes, you understand perfectly. Yeah. And sometimes we think that design thinking has 5 parts, but it's not the real methodology. It's the easy methodology. Design thinking have 9 parts, and we split in 3, each in 3. In the started, we are talking about the people point of view, the customer point of view. Then we need to observe, we need to learn about the customer, and we need to work a lot about the point of view of the customer. Then we are in the inspiration moment. We need to understand him, and then we are inspired about what is the meaning about. Then the second step is ideation. With this information, we go directly to create something that need to be usable and accessible. Everything need to be usable and accessible for everyone, for everybody. Then if it's a blind people, they need to be easy also to with the cover, with the box, everything need to be easy for everybody. And this part in the ideation, you work with a lot of different methodologies. You can use, for example, if you are working remotely, you can use Miro, or you can use Lego, Cirrus Play, or you can use, maybe some creative and usable part. When you are with your team, you can work in different ways. You can use different methodologies. We have a lot of different tools. We have convergent and divergent tools. Converge, it's a lot of ideas. And then you cannot stop. You can have 1,000 ideas. Then you need to converge. You need to discover. You need to check which of these ideas there are easy to do. And you have a different point of view. It's real. If you can win, it's worth it into the market, then you need to convert. You need to back to the
from mediation to the feet, actually,
diverge. Yeah, you can diverge in everything. You can think, really crazy ideas, but then the final, you need to decide the company ready to do this, the company ready to change this. For example, if you are doing something in manufacturing, for sure you like to use robots. But the company have no room. They don't have the money for using the robots into the manufacturing. Then it's good, but it's not the solution. Then you need to refocus. Then in ideation we have diverge and converge. When we converge, we work in categorize the ideas. Then it's possible, it's useful, it's accessible. Also, it's worth it. Then when we create this, in the final, we decide what we can do for the customer, and then it's coming the third, that is implementation. And implementation, it's about prices, for sure. It's about revenue. It's about financial decisions. It's about business model canvas. It's about testing. Then we have three different stages when we are doing the real design thinking, and it's deeper design thinking. And you cannot only decide to do maybe implementation, because for what? You need a product, and you cannot do nothing with product or implementation because you need a customer. Then in design thinking, you need to use the complete chain. It's a block, and then it's a customer, product, and profit. Without that, you are doing nothing in real.
I see. Okay. Yeah. So I won't stop because I want to clear my next question. Let me, if you want.
So, Carol, any tips in terms of, candidate? I'm saying candidate, sorry, but customer journey stages, right? Or that customer journey map. What do you think are some of the tips that design thinking team or any other team who is involved, they should keep in mind, like tips and tricks to map out, based on the needs, requirements, and all that?
I think that the most important part in design thinking, before also to start to use design thinking, you need to have a collaborative team. It's really, really important. And design thinking is not a culture. Design thinking is the process into you're going to go deep and understand the customer. And sometimes the companies think or believe that design thinking is a culture. And it's not possible, because design thinking was created to solve the problems into the products or services. Then you need to go back and train your people in agile. You need to be faster, you need to be efficient, you need to be effective. And if you don't understand that, it will be a mess with design thinking. Then maybe design thinking, it will not work. And you can say, design thinking is horrible. We can only make a mess and we don't understand nothing, because design thinking is creative. It's a creative more. Style. And I think that the first important tip for everybody to do and like to do design thinking is, please train your people before to say something about design thinking. Training real design thinking, because design thinking is not only five phases, it's nine. And design thinking, it's the possibility to create soul into the product services. And this is the sensitive mindset. You need to understand that you need to focus on the customer. Then the second tip, it will be, if your culture is not ready to understand the customer, don't do design thinking. Because design thinking is going to change everything in your company. If you're only focused in profit and you don't know nothing about your customer, it will be a mess, a big disaster. because sometimes companies question me, please come and train our people and train our teams. And okay, we can start to do the same thinking, but when I try it to do, for example, co-creation or ideation moment with the teams, they don't know what they can do. They don't know methodologies, they don't know techniques, and they are not free to go to be creatives. And it's really, really difficult. It's frustrated when the people don't make the performance, don't create the performance that you need, because the same thinking, like Agile, it's a step by step, but you need to run, you need to create something because you need to deliver on time. Then I think that first, train teams, second, question if your culture is ready for refocusing your customer decisions. If that's not ready, you need to back and, okay, what we're going to do with the customer, because the customer needs to be in the center of your decisions. And third, you need time, because design thinking is a long-term process. Yeah, you need to test. And in design thinking, we have something that failure fast, failure often, and failure cheap. And do company ready to fail? Because if not, it will be, oh, surprise, surprise, we fail. And but maybe the same thinking is really good, because you can stop your process before the disaster into the market, when nobody likes your product or your service. Design thinking can be really perfect and say, okay, no, nobody likes, and the customer don't need, and et cetera, because you discover the reality when you're using design thinking. I think that these three, it are perfect tips for that.
Thank you.
Okay, so based on that, I understanding, or I assuming, if I understood correctly, that the organization culture also plays a role. I understand that it's not a culture, yes, for sure, but the organization culture plays a key role when you decide to implement. So if the company is like not an agile company, or is not willing to apply the growth mindset, agile and lean methodologies, is not also ready to implement design thinking. Is that your experience in that sense, Carol?
Yeah, probably it's not only lean. I think that is more when the company is more flexible. There are companies mm-hmm. that are flexible, simply in his regulations and in his duties and profiles. And when the companies, they are really strict and unflexible, it's not easy that the people can play. In design thinking, we say, well, we play serious, because we work creatively. And then it's difficult when you are really serious and you are not allowing to play. Because sometimes they say, oh, it's coming again, the teacher of the Legos, no? The Legos teacher, oh, they are only playing. Because the people that don't understand that Lego, it can convert in some really powerful technique to create something new, something different, and also allow to people to think in different way, and it's really creative. And design thinking have a lot of different creative tools. We have a lot more than 100 different techniques in converse or in diverse. And then we push the people to create something different, something new, something that they maybe never discover in other way if they are not just in design thinking. And I think that this square mind, it's not good when you are doing design thinking. Companies that are using design thinking need to be more easygoing, more flexible. And for sure, you can also do more compromise with your collaborators when they are doing something into the creative environment friendly. Then they can be more allowed to contribute to work in different way. Because the same with Agile, in the same thinking, you have time and you need to iterate and you need to create and you need to run with your sprints, and because you are delivering, not time, you are delivering the process, you are delivering MVP, you are delivering prototypes, then it's not only that you are playing, it's that you are doing in different way all of the process. You are doing in different way your job. Then the companies need to understand that when you are playing serious, because you like to save and you like to create, or you like to do in different way the understanding about the problem, then you need to create different ways to do it. I think that the companies, when they are more focused in the customer experience, they are more ready to understand what the customer needs and how you can create this interaction with the customer. There are companies that say, don't touch the customers. Okay, it's weird, no?
Yeah.
Customer, no, change the company, but don't touch the customers. Okay, I had more than 20 years experience, and there were many companies, and they told me that we can contribute to train people in design thinking, you know, in agile or in Scrum, etc. Or we like the consultation about that, and we need to do this on that, and we need to change the color of the, I don't know, the cars, and we need to change this product. Okay. But we need to work more smoothly. We need to work more confident. We need to work more flexible. Then I need the people free. No. Don't touch the customer and don't touch the employees. Then, okay, how I can do this, I think. No, the customer, no. Really, I don't know. I was working for a company and they are in the car industry. And was really weird because I was doing design thinking. I was doing 6 months design thinking and agile. And okay, now I train them. Now we need to be near to the customer. And they told me, no. The customer is untouchable. No. Okay, but how we can solve the problems if we don't know what the customer think? You need to talk with somebody that is in charge of the customers and he is going to give you a lot of information. Okay.
Okay.
Was for sure it was a mess. It was a disaster because it's not the meaning how design thinking works.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. So based on that, what are the most common challenges that you face when working with different companies implementing? That's the first one for sure.
Yeah. Do everything, but don't touch the customer. Okay, can I talk with the customers? Can I make a customer session? No. Okay. Maybe the most difficult thing when they contract us to create the innovation culture is that they don't like to be innovatives. They don't like to change. They like to buy innovation, but they don't like to change nothing into the company. Then how you can create something new? with the old business model, it's impossible to create a new business model. You know, if you don't like to change how you pay to your provider, for example, and it's not lean process, and your provider have a lot of problems, and no, it's like a really horrible day for them. It's the process. The process is wrong. The process need to be lean, need to be flat, and everything it will be better. But when you have problems in your process, you cannot change to something to create innovation. Other, I think that the corruption, when the companies or countries have a lot of corruption, it's really difficult to improve or implement innovation, because innovation is honest, it's transparent, and everybody have a role position, and everybody need to collaborate in somehow, and everybody need to work together. I tell the companies or the teams, you don't need to be in love with Laura, but please be honest, be transparent, and be human and respect. Then it's sometimes it's really difficult because the teams attack each other. No, one team is really good doing something, and if I like to work with this team and on another team, this team don't feel confident because they are really good and no, they have start to fight. And I think that this kind of relation is destroyed because we have a big ego. And it's hopeless. And I think that when you're working like a agile coach, the most important thing is try to provide to them the certain that everybody is valuable for the company, that everybody have the room and the place for do something really great. And when you're working in design thinking, it's different because when you're working in design thinking, it's everybody's idea. And who owns the idea? Nobody owns the idea because everybody's working with the best idea that the team create. Then when you are working with your idea and you share your idea into the team, sometimes you feel you don't feel confident because you think that, no, maybe they don't take my idea. Because happened, you know, so we are humans and you feel frustrated. Then it's difficult when the people don't like to share the idea, they don't like to change or exchange the opportunities that they have. In the final, when you have the best and the most impressive and beautiful idea, is the people idea, is the team idea. Nobody owns the idea. It's the challenge to put the idea in somewhere and work. Then it's really important to push that you need to feel confident, open, transparent, and it's difficult.
I see. Yeah. So, in that sense, what's in your experience, what are the outcomes that you see and you like to see with your customers, with you, based on all the work that you did, is how do you feel about the results and the outcomes and the outcome of the process that you implemented with your customers?
I feel really, really happy. I feel honored for my customers. Normally, the same thing can start with a training. Maybe they're curious and they say, "Oh, please come and train us." And sometimes it's, I don't know, a normal course, but they discover that it's not enough because design thinking never is enough. I know. you need to know more and more and more, and you need to retrain yourself and your abilities because it's coming more and more and more. And also now with the robotics and AI and VR, design thinking is part of all of this development. And it's beautiful. Now you need to know augmented reality, then etc. But back to your question. When the companies like design thinking, is because they discover that they can do something in different way, and it's beautiful because they are open to try, they are open to other opportunities, they are open to try something. Then when you are there and you are training the people, you see that they have a lot of possibilities and they are shining and they say, "Oh, I discovered something new, I never discovered." And I was something I meant, elephant technique. Then it's really, really fun. And the people create this technique together. They create an elephant together. But imagine 20 people creating one elephant. For sure, it's not the elephant that you were thinking. It's the people elephant. And then the elephant, it's become a product and they can sell and they can change. Then in the final, it's really, really beautiful activity. And also, they just come and say, "Okay, I was creating a radio, an antenna, or a car through the elephant. How is it possible?" And I think that is because they feel confident. And I think that the started point in the same thing is you need to feel confident. And this is the important part when you are the trainer. The people need to feel confident, need to feel that the place is good for dream, for be creative. And after this first step, companies start to say, "Oh, we're really good. Okay, we discovered something to do differently. Okay, we like more." And then they go for more. And normally we work with companies 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, only showing them the magic of design thinking. And they start to test and prove, and they start to say, "Oh, wow, now I like to do with my collaborators, now I like to do in this area." Then they extend their design thinking. Maybe we start in one area, but then the final is design thinking. It's for all of the people, for all of the areas. You can do the same thinking in legal areas, you can in accounting, you can do in manufacturing, you can do it everywhere. Wow. In maintenance also, you can do the same thinking everywhere. No, it's really, really nice in different way with different techniques. But for sure, for example, there are universities that they are teaching design thinking for lawyers. Because you can be more creative, you can create different way of your contracts or your talk about. I mean, for sure, if you are focusing your customer, it's more easy. Then it's beautiful.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah. I have more than, I don't know, 20 or 30 companies, and then we started in a small area. And in the final, they are using design thinking like ability for the future. For example, in Boehringer-Ingelheimer, we started with a small group, and now it's a normal training. Then they have trained the trainers. Then it's a beautiful. But there are more companies that they are using design thinking like opportunity to create something new and different in different ways.
Mm-hmm. I see. Mm-hmm. Ashmi, do you want to ask? Because I saw you. I'm seeing you like, oh.
Yeah, I am processing. So it's very interesting, all those small things. So yeah. Yes, thank you, Carol.
No, thank you. I'm really happy to talk with you. And for sure, I enjoy to talk about this subject.
Yeah.
It's my passion. And I discovered that you can solve problems in different ways. And you are open to use the same thinking, for sure, it's a magical tool, I think, and it's easy to understand if you are open to be creative, if you like to find other opportunity, other way to do things. For sure, it's really beautiful because it's amazing opportunity. It's only that you need to think out of the box, but nobody teaches how to think out of the box, and then this is the question. Please think out of the box, yes, but how? Tell me one by one, no? And then nobody tells us nothing. It's only this nice talk. But the same thinking can help you to do one by one. Then you can see how you change. Also, there are many people, and I know by myself, that the same thinking change your life, change your point of view, change your mind, because it's a challenge all the time. If you need to solve a problem in a different way, for sure, it's a challenge. If you, for example, if you need to use, I don't know, you like to write a letter, for sure, you can write by hand, you can write with, I don't know, many ways. But the same thinking question you all the time, question you how you can do in a different way, how you can do better. Then all the time is challenge yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. It's like I'm also connecting with other things. And where do I go? So I wanted to ask you if you can't highlight your experience when you have the opportunity to apply the process and coach a team when it's come to people ops, the function of people ops.
There are also, I was thinking in examples, there are companies that before design thinking, they don't believe. They only question about design thinking. Say, okay, we need design thinking, but we don't know exactly for what, no? And there are other companies that in the final also they create a design thinking area, and or they think that, oh, maybe design thinking chief innovator say, okay, it will be possible, but design thinking is not an area or it's not a team. Everybody it's part of design thinking. I think that it's more like a design thinking committee that floats. It's like a floating area, and you have a problem, okay, talk with design thinking, because the design thinking will be good for you. And sometimes there are people that is really, really fast to understand design thinking, and they like more, and they go for more, and they are more experts. They in the final, they create more expertise about design thinking. And you need to find these people that is, it's easy, it's more creative, and you can create a committee, for example. But this committee is not the real committee. It's because the people is creative, it's more focused, it's have more commitment. Then you can create this kind of opportunities into the company. And I think that this is the main point. Sometimes they don't know for what, and sometimes they like to do too much.
I see. Okay. And now it's like I'm curious to understand how do you, the other sides of your work is, how do you connect design thinking with metaverse? Oh, that is totally new for me. So
yeah, for sure.
I don't have any specific question for that. just how do you connect those?
why is happening all of this situation with technology? Because we are ignorant. This is the problem. We don't know how the things works. We use electricity, but I don't know how to create electricity. Then we don't know how it works. Okay? Mm-hmm. Then we use technology and we don't know how it works. And we complain about that. And we're, ChatGPT doesn't work, it's horrible, it's going to destroy the knowledge and we cannot educate nobody, and they want to control us. Yeah, because we're ignorant. For sure. I think that everything that is created, it's how the light and how the dark part. For sure. All of the things, everything. The bicycle has the dark part. You can put your face in somewhere if you are not aware to use the bicycle in good way. Then when we talk about design thinking and technology, we're talking in the same way. We need to understand, we need to connect the dots. If I use ChatGPT, I need to be trained by somebody that knows ChatGPT, not only talk about that, how bad is ChatGPT, because I don't know nothing about ChatGPT. Then before to talk about something, I need to use time to understand how works the things. If I like to use the bicycle, I need to use before the bicycle with three wheels, before two and then one. No? Then I need to be creative to understand how the things works. If you like to have a beautiful garden, you need to know about flowers. But you cannot say, all the flowers that are horrible, have a lot of bugs. No. Then, I really believe that we are ignorant. I am ignorant. I don't know many things. But the bad combination is to be an alphabet and ignorant. Because you don't like and you don't know. Then, wow, it's impressive, no? You don't like to know, and you don't know that you don't know. Then it's crazy, horrible, no? This combination. Then I don't know nothing about technology, but I criticize the technology. I talk about metaverses, but I never build a metaverse. I never create nothing. I don't know nothing about platforms. I don't know nothing about how I can create code. I don't know nothing about how I can create avatars. But I am talking about the metaverse. I am expert into the metaverses. And you can see LinkedIn is full of experts metaverses. And I question sometimes a group and say, okay, please, in this group we are, I don't know, more than 100 people. Who was building a metaverse? Nobody. Zero. Then it's different to build a metaverse. It's different to jump into the technology and try to understand how the technology works. And the other is only talking, no? Shitting about the metaverse or about the technology. Now we have experts in AI. Now we have experts in ChatGPT. Now we have experts in metaverse. Now we have experts in robotics. But if you question them, they don't have the knowledge and they never build nothing. Then it's like, wow. And this is the wrong combination, no? Ignorant and analphabet. When you have design thinking and technology, it's because you are focusing to the customer experience. Then you need to know what the people like into the metaverse. Then exist the Decentraland, Sandbox, Roblox, because they like to play. It's a game world. And then people like to earn. This is metaverse as a service, metaverse as process, metaverse play to earn. And everybody like to be in the Decentraland or Sandbox or Roblox because they are playing and they are owning something. But you and me, or maybe a company, I don't know, like Amazon, they don't like to do nothing related with that. They like to sell his products in different way. Then they like to create an immersive experience for you. Maybe you like a really beautiful gallery and you have no time, or maybe it's boring the website that they have because you cannot see how it looks in your face. But we can use facial recognition, and then you can use your telephone, and you can see the earrings, ears, or everything that you like in your body, and you can see and you can feel, you can be immersive in this experience. Then you can see and feel that fits good for you or not. But in a normal website, you don't say, okay, no, you're going to buy a dress. You can only see a model look at how looks the dress, but it's not your body. You don't feel confident to buy something. With the word name and metaverse meaning many things. It's not only a platform. It's a device, it's a platform, it's maybe an app, maybe it's a webverse, maybe it's a robotic, maybe it's a chatbot, maybe then a metaverse it's a lot of things. It's not one thing. Mm. It's a platform, it's an avatar, it's a code, it's music, it's not one thing. It's a complex immersive experience. And this is my understanding about this ignorance. It's not only one thing, it's many things related together to create the immersive experience for you, and where you can feel happy, good. This is the same thing.
I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a combination of this experience, but to create a metaverse, you need to know why. Why do you like to build a metaverse? What is the meaning? What do you like to provide? Which kind of experience? You like to provide, maybe you like engage more people, you like to engage your customer, maybe you like that they buy something, maybe you like to offer special information, maybe you like that they feel playful with his kids, maybe you like that somebody buys something, maybe recommend. Also, maybe you like to help to the doctor that help to the all the patients, because now we have hospital metaverses. We have a lot of IT. It's running really well with health, and they are discovering a lot of devices that connect the experience with the doctors and patients. And you can see patients through the metaverse, and they are working in different ways. They are, for example, training with manufacturing. They are working in lean areas. For example, BMW, they create a really beautiful metaverse. Before that, they built Lydia plant in India. They create the perfect plant, and then they see the problems and the benefits, and then they build after they create the metaverse. But also there are, for example, Louis Vuitton have a metaverse, and where you can buy and you can see a lot of digital assets, but also you can buy a digital products. Digital because you can buy the digital and physical. Then there are more metaverses, more than 200 metaverses. My question is, for what you like to build a metaverse? We are now waiting for maybe 7 approvals for different metaverses here in the company. And these metaverses are related with retail, with meals, with beverage, with health services, and also entertainment. Which kind of metaverse you like to build, for what and for whose? And when you question whose, behind the who, it's the same thing. The same thing is waiting. I say, okay, what we're going to build? Okay, well, we are going to build entertainment metaverse. Okay, we need the experience, and then we need to start to question. When you are building a metaverse, you need to question for whose, and there is the connection with the same thing.
I see. That is totally my new learning today. Yeah, it's like, wow. I didn't know anything. But yeah, that's totally new for me. Okay. That's like very interesting. Yeah. And I have like my question for you is, if I know the key of that is to understand for who are you building and why you are building.
Mm-hmm.
That applies to build the metaverse to every industry, every type of company, or to just need to be really focused and getting to get the answer for those questions, the why and the who.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I understand. Yeah. I explained well with the question, but I can refresh.
I think that I understood. My company started many years ago using design thinking, and I think that we were the first in America Latina using design thinking, and everybody was saying, "No, you're crazy. For what we need design thinking?" Then after 20 years, now they say, okay, now we know how we're design thinking. And for sure, there are many people doing really good design thinking. I think that is the part of the question that you have. How we can use something that is new, and how and for whose, no?
Mm-hmm.
And now in my team, we are now learning about augmented reality and data lake. And in my team now, we contract 10 people this year, data science, machine learning, doctor in science, developers, anthropologist, lawyer, for sure. Why? Because, and more experts. Why? Because we need to look forward to the customer. We are not looking in the future, we are looking only in the present, what we need in the present. But with the metaverse, with the Web3 is the semantic web, it's the sensitive web, it's the future, how we can connect everything with everything. Before, everything was connected with us, and we cannot exchange nothing. We was only making a formulary into the website, remember. Nothing was talking to you, no? The second was something was talking with you. That was the chatbots. Then you was question something in the website, and the chatbot was talking to you, no? But not in real, because was only writing. But what happened now if you question to a website and the website answer you? And maybe you will be scary. Okay, wow. But this is Alexa, no? Alexa and Siri. Then
yeah.
This is the semantic moment. It is like the sensitive moment. We can go forward with the technology. And was the started point in my talk. We feel afraid because we don't know, and we are ignorant because we don't like to know. Okay. Mm-hmm. When we know, and then we change our point of view. And the situation change everything in the future. Not only because we are living the future all time. We cannot live in a present because I don't know what is happening the next minute with you, no? And we know everything about the past. Then we are jumping all time into the future, into the reality. We live a short present, maybe second, and then future, and then future again. Then we realize that we understand how can create this combination about the technology, because we know and we like to know in the future what the customer likes and needs. Then we use something named strategic foresights. For example, Dubai, Emirates have his vision. They are writing his vision now is 20, 2140. That is crazy. It's 2120. It's maybe you say, oh wow, it's too long, it's too far. But they are using strategic foresight. They have simulators to think and see in the future 100 years. They have special issues for the next 20, for the next 50, and for the next 100.
Mm-hmm.
They focus in solve the problems for the 100, for 50, and the real. But they are more focused in the future, in the nearly future, and in the present. Because they are training, for example, the police in the future crimes, not in the crime that is happening now. You understand me? They are creating simulations about how the criminals works, but not now, in the future. And they are training his special forces in these future crimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is amazing. When you discover that you can create something good, you are focusing the future, solving the present. And this combination is the perfect statement, because you know what is happening now and you know what is happening in the future. It's the same if you are working, I don't know, in a beverage industry. What is happening with the sugar in 100 years?
Mm-hmm.
The generation, the 100-year generation, how they going to use the sugar? Okay, they going to use less sugar or more sugar? Less sugar. Okay, well, where you're a beverage company, what you need to do? You need to be really careful with this situation, because maybe you're going to disappear. Then what you're going to do in the present to solve the future?
Yes, I follow.
You see the future and you solve the problem in the present. Then the middle time, 50 years, is perfect to say, okay, it's no more sugar in the world in 100 years. Then we need to do something to change the formulation for the next 10 years. Then you start to make a lot of tests in your lab and create the perfect beverage for the next 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how it works. And then you can see and you can create the opportunity to solve problems in different way. When you combine design thinking, when you combine technology, and when you combine, for example, strategic foresights or the futuristic tools, you can see different stages. And we have different stages when you are creating products or services. The first stage, it's no risk. And you are there and you are growing slowly, but no risk. The second stage is medium risk, and you need to do something to grow more efficiently and more easily. And the third stage is the big risk, and you need to do a lot of things to create something, and also you need to grow. Then you have normal enterprises and you have exponential enterprises. The name of the enterprise is EXO enterprises, no? Then you can grow in different way, and you can create the different opportunities to be into the market. And you are using technology, design thinking, and you are using other tools that convert your point of view in different option. When you are combining that, I think that you work, and your work is valuable for your customers and the companies, because you solve the problem in the future. Not only now. And companies, normally, they like to solve the problem now. And nobody questioned them what happened in the future and who is the customer of the future. Imagine that you have a car industry. What happened in 100 years for your cars? You know something? Maybe you don't know. For sure they know. But you are not thinking in the future. But also, for example, in cloud industry or in IT companies, you need to think about your customer, your futuristic customer, because now you have a customer that knows more. For example, your kids know more than you.
Mm-hmm.
No? Then the next generation is going to be really impressively high tech. Then the next generation, more and more. Then how and which kind of products or services you can offer to this new futuristic generation?
Mm-hmm.
If you question here how old is your customer in the future, you know you are going to see the future in real. Now your customer maybe is only 6 years old. How you going to engage your customer now?
It's like a big question. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's like, from my side, I have one question that I always like to ask. Lakshmi, I don't know if you have any other for Carol.
We are good. Learned a lot. Again, like with just as you said, Laura, the metaverse thing, it was very much new to me. So I did learn a lot about that. Thank you, Carol.
Oh, thank you, Lasmi. Thank you. I really love my job. I really love to enjoy these tools. And for sure, I think that it's really useful for the customers, no? And they can see the power for how power is the metaverse and the power of design thinking. And together, they are amazing.
Right. So, Carol, the question I would like to ask is, what are your learnings so far? Because in our conversation, we also asked about the challenge. How do you do work? How do you connect? And the last part is understanding your learnings.
In all of these years, through design thinking, to be patient, I think that is the most important, because everybody learns in different way and you need to be patient. And for sure, also, if they question you many times, you need to answer again, because the people learn in different way. And when you are in front of 500 and you are in charge of different teams and they are thousands of people, they have a lot of questions. And also, you are in front of a group of 10 people, they learn in different way, and you need to be aware. You need to be there. You need to be easy. I think that if you can explain what you're doing for a kid and the kid say yes, I understood, you are good, then you need to think not in difficult way. You need to be easygoing person when you are doing design thinking, because for us it's difficult to criticize, to question if somebody is good or wrong, if somebody is good or bad, because it's not true. We are, when you are working or when you are a person, we are, when you are working, you are focused in creating a product. You are not focusing in being the perfect person. Or if somebody is not like you like, it's not the point. You need to be smoothly and work with everybody, because everybody has his own situation. And it's difficult for that when you are in a team or in a big team. And I think that you need to be clear what you are doing there and for what you are working with people. And for sure, you need to love to work with people, because you are near to people all the time with design thinking. Like a coach, like a expert, like a consultant, you are there and they need you, and you need to be there for them anytime. The second learning, it's about frustration. You need to learn that frustration is part of your 25 hours a day. All day you have a lot of frustrations. The product is not delivering on time. The situation is not easy that you like. There are certain problems. I think that there are more human problems than the things problem. I think that emotional problems, they are the most that the other problems. Then you need to feel that you can manage and you can balance, you can. Yeah, I think that it's important to do it. And the third, that you need to learn all the time. You need to learn. You need to be able to have time to learn, because you need to learn what is happening in the world. Then you come back with your customers and you can try to help and to solve the problem for them. And you need to be open to learn everything. I have customers for veterinary. I have veterinarians. I have customers in car industry, in painting industry, aerospace, car, hotels, tourism, toys, entertainment, magazines. I don't know nothing, but I need to learn if I like to help the companies. Before to do something or talk with something, I need to learn what you are doing, what is happening. Last week, we received a really good feedback, because we present a proposal for a big company in Spain, and the owner of the company called me back and said, "Wow, was amazing what you was doing." I said, "Thank you. What is the most important part of you that you took your time for learning about those?" And it was amazing. But we took 1 week, 24 hours. No, checking. We was checking the company. We was learning about the company. Then we create the opportunity to make a really nice proposal for them, and they love it. And I think that this is the point. You need to have time to learn about your customer. It's not only that, like a parrot. No, you need to take care of your customer or your next possible customer, and be allowed to be there, to take it easy, to learn about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you for that, Caro, and thank you for this amazing conversation today. It's we have learned a lot. Thank you once again for that, for teaching us today, for guiding us through design thinking and also metaverse as well. So it's like we are coming to the end of this conversation. I will be more than happy to keep talking and to keep listening to you, actually, to keep learning from you. I would like to ask you how people can reach you so we can add that into the episode as well, if you want. And you have the podcast also, so if you want to share the information, we'll be happy to share it as well too.
Thank you. Yes, you can follow me in LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, the Reads, the new one. We are on Facebook also. And in our website, that is www.bts.org. But I can show you in the final all of our websites and all of the links and where you can follow us.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for the time, the experience, and for this amazing conversation, Caro. It was a pleasure to have to talk again with you.
Thank you, Lakshmi. Thank you a lot. Thank you for this amazing conversation. I'm really happy to meet you. And thank you. I am Caro Salazar from Design Thinking Suite. Thank you a lot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks to everyone who makes these podcasts possible. In particular, thanks to the guest speakers and to you who are on the other side listening. If you liked it and were able to learn something new today, we invite you to share it with your entire network. We also invite you to subscribe to our different channels to follow our latest news. If you are interested in being part of these series, you can apply by clicking on the link that is in the general presentation of the podcast. Until next time.